This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Much like fads in fashion or music or television, economic indicators, too, come into and go out of style. One that was hot a couple of years ago and has cooled just a tad since then is something called the Baltic Dry Index. It has, in the past year or so, been going great guns, as are prices for some of the commodities that it tracks. Sarah McCammon takes a look at what that says about the state of the global economy.
If you think the Baltic Dry Index sounds a little dry, then you're not Jeffrey Landsberg.
There's always a lot going on with dry bulls, you know, which is why I love it.
Spoken like a true analyst, Landsberg is president of Commodore Research and Consultancy.
It follows so many different commodities.
Like grain, coal, and especially iron ore, most of it going to China's steel industry. The index is up more than 60% from a year ago, with much of that growth in the past couple of months. David Beard is the managing director of shipping research at Iberia Capital Partners.
In a period of time where most people would say, well, we're in a global economic malaise or we're worried about China, the exports of iron ore into China from both Brazil and Australia have been very strong.
It's a tentative positive sign.
Walter Kimsey's is chief economist with the engineering firm Moffitt & Nickel. He says the index doesn't tell the whole story. For example, a lot of orders for a few big ships can drive up the numbers, even as smaller ships are sitting idle. And there's another big factor that the Baltic Dry Index doesn't take into account, oil tankers. David Beard says companies in that line of work are struggling.
And I don't think it's down because the global economies are weak, although that's part of it. It's really down because the U.S. is importing less oil.
We're getting it closer to home from Canada and the upper Midwest. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.